This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does, and it works with a lethal tip. Check them out, froglube.com. Where's my Christmas spots at? Where are they? There's one right there. Probably been hearing this.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Joining me by way of Bigfoot Gun Belts and Alien Gear Holsters is the editor, one of the editors, the best writer out there, Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I like those. I like those spots. I tried to get Mo to tell me who does them. She couldn't tell me. Trade secret or something. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. Right now, the new thing that everybody is talking about is everybody wants to see national reciprocity. Except in a lot of ways, though, I mean, like in my state, I think my permit is recognized by 35 states. I almost have national reciprocity. And you just wrote a reciprocity guide to the new handgun owner or total novice. Let's talk about why knowing where you have that reciprocal agreement is important, shall we?
Absolutely.
A lot of times people get on the road and start traveling. What is it that they fail to look at if they're going to carry their gun? I know you know the answer to that one.
Well, often enough, they fail to look at what other states honor their handgun permit. Granted, in some parts of the country, you're pretty safe. You know, for instance, the upper Midwest, for the most part, you know, you're going to be okay there. But in some other parts of the country, not so much, especially not in New England. And here out on the West Coast, it's also a little bit dodgy because a few states out here are not really too amenable to concealed carry. California, for instance, we don't need to go into it. And then also the state of Oregon. It's fine if you're a resident, they're okay. If they don't reciprocate or recognize anybody else's, you know, any other state's handgun permit. So that's the big thing. If you're going on any sort of lengthy road trip, you need to be aware of what states reciprocate with or recognize your handgun permit. Otherwise, you can get yourself in really big trouble. There are, and I can't tell you how many. Get on the internet, do a search. I can't tell you how many people get in trouble for, really innocent, what would be innocent mistakes. Like, there was a famous case of one gentleman, I forget his name, but he had a shotgun in his truck, which the I believe the guy in question was from like North Carolina or somewhere around there, but somewhere a bit further down south. And he had a shotgun in his truck, which, you know, not even loaded or anything, which not really a big a deal, not really a big deal in most states. However, he went up to New Jersey to do a bit of work.
Was this the cable contractor, the cable TV contractor?
Something like that, yeah. I believe that was it. And then he was he was looking, and last time I read into any of this, he was looking at a substantial jail sentence. And there have been other instances as well. You know, it's unfortunately this isn't too unheard of. So if you're going on any sort of road trip and you carry, you need to be aware of what states your handgun permit is going to be valid in. Additionally, you also need to be aware of what the carry policies are, because some states will allow you to have your, you know, with a permit, they'll allow you to have a loaded gun on. Other states won't. Some states, if you're going to have a loaded gun in the car, it has to be in a, it can't be concealed. It has to be easily visible. Other states, they don't care if you hide a loaded gun in the car. Even if you, there are a few states where if you have a loaded gun in the car, or a loaded handgun in the car anyway, you don't even need to have a permit. But that said, those are things you really need to be aware of in case you're going to be traveling either for pleasure or for.
What happens if I was coming around there and hanging out with you guys and accidentally fell into Oregon? What are the penalties for me having a gun going into Oregon? Because I've never heard any of the horror stories about Oregon.
Oh, it would depend. As with so much in law enforcement, it may depend on exactly who you run into, what officers you run into. But the penalty could be, the penalty could actually be pretty stiff. Usually firearms offenses like that, carrying an illegally concealed weapon, that can easily become a felony. And you can easily be looking at a couple of years. Even if it's an innocent mistake.
But nothing like it is in New Jersey though, huh?
No, they're a little bit harsh. New Jersey is one of the, New Jersey's one of the harsher gun control states. I mean, they're famous for having a Republican governor, but as we've seen time and time again, just because party affiliation doesn't necessarily guarantee being the greatest friend of the gun rights lobby. Not to say that Chris Christie isn't, but you get what I mean. And New Jersey is really harsh.
There are numerous, I've got an app on my phone that tells me where my permit is good. And there's numerous ways to keep up with who you have reciprocal agreements with. But a lot of people don't do that, do they?
Some people do, some people don't. If you're really new to this, to concealed carrying and so on, it could be something that you might easily overlook. And the reality is that a lot of the educational materials that, you can easily find online, like you go to Alien Gear, the Alien Gear blog or Bigfoot Gun Belts blog, we put a lot of stuff on there, for good reason. It's so people can learn about these things.
Right.
But, it's not necessarily made instantly available to everybody when they first get their permit. It's something they either find out on their own or, unfortunately, some people may wind up finding out the hard way by doing something by accidentally doing something illegal if they had no idea it was prohibited.
Right.
And granted, I hope I can do my part to keep that from happening, but, it can happen.
I'm going to put the link to this article in the show notes for this hour, and we'll that will be out there. But my guest this hour is Sam Huber. When we get back, we're going to talk about knowing when to shoot someone in self-defense. That is a very important part of concealed carry if you have to draw your weapon. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
From the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality and a degree of modularity that is almost unheard of in most gun items out there, because most of the time they're wanting you to buy more stuff. Not so with G-Code. They're almost a victim of their own proficiency. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The gun grabbers have done a very good job of making everybody paranoid when it comes to what they see. And they've also made it to where, well, you know, a lot of people are probably making a lot of mistakes with some of the things that they do see. And that's problematic. I'm going to explain. See, there's this guy. His name was Roglio Serna. He's a very upset person. Because a paranoid woman and her husband in Bakersfield, California, swatted his 73-year-old father to death, falsely reporting to 911 that Francisco Serna, a man in the early stages of dementia, was armed with a revolver. We get this from some newspaper. Which newspaper is it? Which one? Anyway, some newspaper. I don't know which one. 73-year-old man in the early stages of dementia was killed by a Bakersfield police officer after a neighbor called 911 and erroneously reported the man was carrying a revolver. Authorities said this past Tuesday. The officer fired 7 rounds toward Francisco Serna, who died just feet from his home. But when they searched Serna for a gun, they found only a dark faux wood crucifix. Roglio Serna, his son, said, "My dad did not own a gun. He was a 73-year-old retired grandpa just living life. He should have been surrounded by family at old age, not surrounded by bullets." The shooting early Monday has sparked anger and grief in the San Joaquin Valley and drawn questions about how people respond to the elderly and people with disabilities. It prompted Bakersfield's newly named police chief, Lyle Martin, to address the criticism and reveal details about the incident. He said, "I cannot tell you enough that this community is affected by Mr. Serna losing his life. This is a tragic incident." About 12:30 a.m., a woman arrived at her home in the 7900 block of Silver Birch Avenue, the same block as Serna's home, and began removing items from a vehicle. When Serna approached her, he was acting bizarrely and had one hand in his pocket, according to Martin. Police said she saw a black or brown-handled object that she believed was a firearm. She ran inside her home and told her husband to call police. Husband told a 911 dispatcher that a man outside had a revolver and had brandished the weapon. First things first. Thank you, California. Thank you, mainstream media. I cannot tell you how much this means. You've lied about the non-existent gun violence in the epidemic in the country for so long and so convincingly that these dim-witted twits saw this doddering old man walking around with their hands in their pockets and you mistook him for the boogeyman. Mr. Serna is dead because a moron imagined she saw a gun and her lying coward of a husband embellished her delusion into a revolver being brandished in a 911 call that amounted to nothing more or less than this couple swatting an innocent old man. But they weren't done yet. Two police officers just responded just after 12:40 a.m. as officers and a couple stood outside. The woman spotted Serna exiting his home across the street. Martin said she pointed toward Serna saying, "That's him." And then they rushed inside their home and closed their doors. So, having now lied to the police about Serna having a gun and sicking the officers on him, they bravely ran away. The Sir Robins of suburbia. The officers, unfortunately, gave credence to these gun-imagining cowards, and they treated Serna as a credible threat. His dementia is perhaps affecting his ability to comprehend and react appropriately to police commands. Francisco Serna was set up to die by his neighbors. So the officers took cover. Serna kept both hands in his jacket and continued walking toward police, who ordered him to stop and show his hands. Serna ignored the officer's commands, they said, and when he was about 20 feet away, after ignoring commands to stop, Officer Reagan Selman fired 7 rounds at Serna. Serna was struck and fell in the driveway. He was pronounced dead just across the street from his house. Officials said that about 30 seconds had elapsed between the woman identifying Serna and the officer opening fire. By then, 5 more officers had responded and saw the shooting. None of the other officers fired any rounds. It was Selman's first police shooting since joining the force in July of 2015. He and the 6 other officers were placed on routine administrative leave. I'm fairly certain there will be a very thorough investigation of Officer Reagan Selman's actions, along with an assured public character assassination that will portray him as a bloodthirsty, trigger-happy monster. Okay, I get some of this, but here's my question. Where is the outrage for the 2 liars that conjured up an imaginary revolver, claimed he brandished it, and sent 7 officers on a collision course with an innocent old man? Yes, Officer Reagan Selman did pull the trigger that killed Francisco Serna, but it was his officers, it was his neighbors who aimed the gun at Mr. Serna's head, and they should be named and shamed for the lies that destroyed 2 families, Mr. Selman's and Mr. Serna's, both in time for Christmas. They'll be sitting around talking. They're probably thinking that they did a good thing. Swatting is something that I think is going to have to be addressed at some point, with criminal repercussions if you get it wrong. And I know some of you are going, but Bill, that's you know, innocent until proven guilty, right? 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 No. No. If you get it wrong and it costs somebody their life, you're wrong.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
All right, guys, we're ready for our 4-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her 4-season garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, 4-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for 4 seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that is a class of the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Recently, an Atlanta police officer wrote an opinion piece for the Noonan Times Herald, vigorously defending armed self-defense. It's very clear that this cop is a street officer, not an officer confined to his desk. So, verbatim, from the Times Herald.com, we have this. My sergeant and I interviewed the homeowner, assuring him his actions resulted from fearing for his life against serious bodily injury or death. A responding investigator queried as to whether we had coached the victim. But our position was more about the proper assimilation of facts and fears than dishonest motives. No point in the victim being a victim twice. The next day, the body of a young man was found behind the homeowner's shed, killed by a single gunshot wound to the chest. It was later determined the deceased was part of a 3-man robbing crew that had threatened the homeowner the previous day and had committed over 30 burglaries in the area. There was no need to interview the homeowner again. Self-defense yesterday, justifiable homicide today. Police and armed citizens are natural allies. Both have an interest in a lawful and safe society. They tend to support and reinforce each other. A society that maintains the rule of law has low homicide rates. Societies where the rule of law is weak or missing have high crime and homicide rates. Such societies are dangerous for both police and armed citizens. There are no such lawless societies where the right to be armed isn't acknowledged by the government. And even in states that are hostile to gun rights, most street cops are sympathetic to armed citizens. The police have seen the result of disarmed citizens all too often. This Georgia police officer has the right idea. Celebrate armed citizens as part of society that maintains the rules of law. Societies that don't have this dynamic tend to accumulate more and more power in the government. And there's less and less of that residing with the citizens. So armed citizens usually see police as specialists who work for them to assist in the maintenance of the rule of law. Most police see armed citizens as allies and or equals. That kind of an attitude prevents police power from becoming dominant. That keeps us from having a police state. We've seen this with the Police One surveys from 2013. Most of these street cops like having us armed out there. They know that we are the ones maintaining law and order. We get this get this from townhall.com. We've got over 50 electors who want a briefing. Except all of these electors are almost all Clinton electors. There were 10 of them who were demanding a briefing on the alleged Russian interference during the 2016 election, but that has now swelled to over 50, and most of them being a Democratic electors for Hillary Clinton. 54 of 232 electors for the former First Lady are demanding outgoing Director of National Intelligence James Clapper provide them with the information about Moscow's meddling, which is still mere speculation, prior to voting Monday. Today's the 15th, 4 days from today. We get this, separate from Mr. Trump's own denials of Russian involvement in the election, the confirmed communication between Trump's aides and those associated with the Russian election interference activity raised serious concerns that must be addressed before we cast our votes, the letter reads. While electors from Colorado, Massachusetts, and New York have signed on to it, Politico notes it does not include former President Bill Clinton or Governor Andrew Cuomo. Both are electors for the state of New York. Christine Pelosi, daughter of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, was among the original 10 to introduce the letter. Chris Supran, an elector from Texas, is the only Republican to sign the letter, and it is doubtful that they will actually get any sort of briefing on any sort of sensitive information that probably requires top secret clearance. Now, the Colorado electors, see, some of these electors, they want to go out there, and this is all to keep Trump from being elected. The Colorado electors, Hillary won that state. Hillary won the state. So they should be voting for Hillary. But they know that Hillary lost. What do these electors think they're going to find out? These electors are like this couple in Bakersfield. They've been watching too much and listening too much to too many things, and they think there's something there, so they're demanding a briefing, except you don't demand an intelligence briefing, even if you're an elector. One of the reasons Pantsuit didn't get elected is because she let sensitive information out, too. Now, nobody has yet to explain. See, if they could say, well, all of the voting machines look like they were hacked. And I want to vote for candidate A, and it would say D got my vote. Okay, now we're on to something. That's something concrete I can look at. That's something I can say, well, okay, I see what you're saying. But getting out there and saying that they influenced the election, how did they influence the election? By letting out certain things like, well, you know, we got this going on, we got that going on. Letting out all these unsavory details about how there was collusion against Bernie Sanders. How about that? How about all of, you know, all this other stuff. All these things. All of Podesta's picadillos that were out there. Getting out there and doing an embarrassing information dump. We're not talking data. Okay, data's raw numbers, all that other stuff. We're not talking data. We're talking about what they were doing. We were talking about all the underhanded things that were going on. We're talking all the embarrassing things about Sidney Blumenthal and all these other things that were going on. Podesta had a Gmail account. Tell me first, before, one, they're not going to get it. There's going to be no briefing. There will be no briefing. You do not call the DNI and get out there and notice that the two biggest electors in New York State, former President Clinton and Cuomo, did not sign on to it because they know this is not going to change anything, and they're not going to get it. They know it. Clinton has been there before. Cuomo has his own counterterrorism force. You don't get out there and demand briefings and then get them. That just doesn't happen that way. That does not happen that way. I am afraid. When we get back, we're going to talk about what NPR has been warning about for quite some time. The Democrats didn't listen to. Democrats did not listen to this, and this is going to affect them for decades, because now they've got to start all over again. In a lot of ways, they've got to start all over again. And then if we have time, we're going to get to Paul Krugman. Well, because Paul is he's out there now, and he's saying that this is illegitimate, and E-I-E-I-O, all this other stuff. But because he's mad, because the one that should have been coordinated didn't win. Understand? You get that? We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, a warranty unlike anything else in the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Am I speaking English? Yeah, let's try that. Someday, Bill O'Reilly, who likes to write books, may add to his list of historical books, which include Killing Kennedy and Killing the Rising Sun. He may write the next one called Killing CNN. This would be the chronicle of a vital turning point in American history. The screaming death of a propaganda machine in our politics, and possibly the resurgence of some genuine journalism. I do not refer to what you find on the magic box as mainstream media. I refer to them as legacy media, or if you want to, we can call them the Ministry of Propaganda. It's sort of old hat to sit around and be concerned about the bias in the news when we all know it's there, right? It is akin to complaining about the weather, about which we can do nothing. Except along comes Donald Trump, and he proves a different sign. He goes otherwise. If progressives can claim that they can stop global warming, then we may justly claim that Trump can stop the global pollution that the Ministry of Propaganda spews out so continually that many of us have just gotten used to it. In previous years, conservatives were blamed for or ridiculed for blaming the press. We were compared to the student who claimed that the dog ate my homework. Okay, no more of that. This election cycle, the dog did its best and choked to death. While the Russians are blaming for, you know, getting blamed for hacking Hillary, the Ministry of Propaganda was hacking Trump, but not with facts, but with their favorite new thing, fake news. And this time, we got fake news before when we were told by Harry Reid that Mitt Romney had not paid taxes for 10 years. How's that guy still walking around? Nobody ever asked that question, but, you know, he said, hey, well, and he said, and now he says, well, I did what I had to do, because he didn't get elected, did he? So fake news is not new. It just has a name now. And this time, fake news failed. Millions of Americans were and are, to a degree, frustrated. Very frustrated, saw through the ruse, and rebelled. Instead of their lies deceiving us, the Ministry of Propaganda was totally and completely disavowed. Today, well, the other day, he's taken the fight to places like CNN and by extension to all the other alphabet agencies that have mocked and vilified him while they were openly siding with Hillary Clinton and her crooked cohorts. Instead of the New York Times informing us, it saw its duty to be as being to disinform us, to dissuade us from voting for Trump. But the more mud the Ministry of Propaganda threw toward him, the muddier they themselves became. Yesterday, Trump made it crystal clear to CNN that they have crossed the red line. That's the one that Obama put in the sand, that he dared the Russians to cross in Syria. He's picked it up and placed it in front of CNN. They crossed it, and Obama whimpered. Trump, he doesn't even like having the red line. He's building a wall. And CNN, if they're not lucky, they're going to be closed out of his news conferences. He flatly refused to allow them to exercise the pretense of journalism by refusing to permit them to level questions at him during the press conference. Now, for those who may find themselves uneasy at the possibility of official censorship, remind yourselves that in this particular case, what CNN, the New York Times, and a whole bunch of other people are being censored for is not reporting. They're being censored for lying. They accused Trump of hiring Russian prostitutes to urinate on a hotel bed where Obama had slept, and then at the press conference had the audacity to accuse him of being improper in his refusal to dignify their propaganda with the response. The legacy media made a bet, and when you gamble, you have a chance to win, and you have a chance to lose. Now, after the 2012 re-election, I guess they took, you know, Obama up to that point, as far as, you know, I looked at gun control as the benchmark. And Obama made no attempts at any gun control from 2009 to 2012. He made none. So then Sandy Hook happens right after his reelection. And then here he comes. And He knocks he's just chocks away with it. He goes at it full bore, all pretense at getting out there and saying, well, you know, we just want to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and the insane and this, that, and the other. No, we needed to just not have guns. We needed to have gun registries. We needed to have universal background checks. We needed to have all of this stuff. And the media went along with it. Now, up to that point, they had been sort of cruising. Now they just hit the afterburners and off they went. And, you know, we hear, you know, some of the stuff that we hear, like yesterday when I was talking about the WAPO reporter who referred to the 22 long rifle as a high-powered rifle. That's malfeasance. This is not even making the pretense of getting out there and saying, well, is it a high-powered rifle or is it not a high-powered rifle? What are the foot-pounds? What is the kinetic energy? What's the speed? None of that happened. He just got out there and said, well, the Israelis use that sometimes to kill goats. So I think it must be high-powered if it's in the military. Okay. That was the extent of the research on that guy's part. Lying means that at a certain point, or crying wolf, or whatever you want to call it, at a certain point when people become accustomed to the idea that you are lying to them, that means when that happens, then they stop listening to you. And they consider everything that you say, if you get out there and say, well, it's morning time, right after the sun comes over the horizon, they're going to question that. Because you've earned that. You've earned that distrust. So, there you have it. I used CNN in that because, well, CNN is a nice representation. I'm using CNN the way they use Trump when they're talking about me and you. Okay? The way they talk, when they talk about Trump, they're talking about me and you. I'm using CNN to represent the entirety of legacy media, the Ministry of Propaganda. very happy that America stopped listening to it. Although there's still parts of America that still listens. Right now in South Carolina, we've got a they come out with a they're behind the curve on this because they've already talked about doing this elsewhere. They're trying to get rid of the 62 grain green tip AR or 5.56223 ammo, which has already been tried. You know, the ATF tried it and they didn't get anywhere with it. And you know, I tried to explain to the person that brought it to my attention that they're in South Carolina, they call for an assault weapons ban every year. They call for this, they call for that, and none of it ever gets anywhere. And he comes back at me with, "You shouldn't make assumptions." Okay. Well, you know more than me, pal. Move on. If you already made up your mind, why'd you ask me? For those of you that still believe everything you see, you shouldn't. That's all I'm going to say. You shouldn't believe everything you see. I told you. Back in April, back in May, it was going to be Trump. It was Trump. And this is not rocket science. This is not rocket science. But coming up is going to be the third hour. When we get back, California, they're not really going to secede. And if they did, that'd be worse than falling into the ocean. This is Lock and Load. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.